Mark Marston is here from the Center for Young Musicians, and he has brought along five guitarists whose combined age is, about 70, maybe, all told. I didn't do the math in my head. I should have. 27 and 40, 55, 69 is their combined age. Each one of them is about 14 or 15, and you'll get to meet them all before or after they play. And they've selected some holiday tunes that I think you'll probably recognize. The first player is 14 from Providence Heights Alpha, and his name is Nolan Jacob. Was terrific. And Nolan, maybe you can come back to where this yellow microphone is. And meanwhile, Allison from Seneca Valley will get ready to play. I picked the most inconvenient microphone for you to find your way to. Sorry about that. I wanted to get one that I knew that I could get on the air. How long have you been playing, Nolan?
About 10 years.
And your guitar, and is it nylon strings? It sounded like it was nylon.
Nylon strings.
And what other kinds of things do you play when you're not playing Christmas songs like the First Noel?
Well, I do classical guitar, and sometimes I'll fool around with some chords and other songs, like more popular songs today.
Cool. Have you written any melodies of your own?
I have written one song for school, but that's about it.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be?
My brother and my sister, and then my grandparents and my aunts.
Yeah, well, how about Aunt Karen?
Yeah.
Who says, shout out to Nolan Jacob. Wow, you are incredible. Listening to you play is the best way to start any day. Thank you for entertaining us. LU, which I guess is love you, Aunt Karen. Is she in the Pittsburgh area? Or
no, she's in Philadelphia.
How cool. So she's listening online. Mm-hmm. She sent a text, as can you, at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. How are you spending the holiday season? Are you traveling? Or
yeah, we'll be going up to Philadelphia to visit our grandparents.
Ah, excellent. Well, you played beautifully, and thank you for being with us. Next up is Allison Spear. She's 15 and is a student at Seneca Valley with another song I think you'll probably recognize. Allison? That's Allison Speer. And that was a really neat arrangement. We'll get Manoff ready to go. And Allison, maybe if you come by the purple or yellow microphone, you'll be in good shape. And by the way, live music during our Youth Expression Showcase is made possible by a grant from Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency whose grants are locally administered by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council, as well as PNC Bank and the Grable Foundation. Allison, that was a challenging arrangement, I think, of that song, and you really played it beautifully. Do you know who arranged it by any chance?
Doug Neat.
Yeah, there are lots of different ways that I've heard that, and I really like the counter melodies and things. So what are you up to in school these days? Anything unique? Are you enjoying anything in particular this year?
Well, I'm really enjoying my theater class this year.
Cool. What are they teaching you in theater class? I never took theater in school.
We started off with, like, doing simple things. Like, you go on stage and don't say any lines, but you show things through your actions. And then we started doing monologues. And now we're doing a play, like a whole school play, where we have to perform for a grade at the end of the semester.
Wow. Have you ever done anything like this before?
I've done a few summer camps that do, like, you make up your own play, but nothing like a full-on play before.
Yeah, that's something. Where are the monologues coming from? Are you writing them, or are they from published works?
We found, one person wrote their own, but we all found published works. Mine was from the Addams Family.
You're kidding. I didn't know you could find anything like that. That had to be pretty. What was it about?
It was Deb Galinsky's one from the execution scene where she talks about how she killed her family and her first two husbands and then how she's going to kill her new husband. It was interesting.
A nice little uplifting piece. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I guess my family, my grandparents, all of my friends, like James and Claire, I guess.
Excellent. And Nolan, you have a note from Claire and Carson. That's not the same Claire, is it?
No.
Claire and Carson, are they brothers? Or
yeah, my brother and sister.
Excellent. Brother and sister. Yeah, Claire, well, that would be a sister, who says hello. And if you would like to say hello to anybody playing 412-200-5975 by text, please, 412-200-5975. Manoff is next, and he is 13 and goes to Ingomar Middle School. We'll talk with him after he plays. Here he is. Thank you. There you have Manav Kathir, and we'll get him near a microphone as Ben Solomon gets ready to play. And then Samuel Farrells is going to join us as well. And I'm sure you recognize that song from, among other things, A Charlie Brown Christmas. I think that's a lot of us remember that song sung by the Peanuts Gang. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. You, I seem to remember that you, and I'm, I may, my memory might be wrong. Do you enjoy jazz guitar?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I thought so. And there was a real jazz feel to what you just played. Were you able to improvise at all or add anything of your own to what you played, or was that pretty much a stock arrangement?
That was arranged by my private teacher, Mr. Danny Rechtenwald.
And yeah, it was really well done. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
My family's out there. My mom might be listening, maybe some of my friends.
Excellent. And you can write back to Manav if you want to at 412-200-5975. Send a text. You are, I'm guessing, eighth grade at Ingomar Middle. Anything new happening? It was kind of fun to hear Allison talk about theater. Are you doing anything new this year or class-wise? You're not. What's your science? Is it earth science this year?
Yeah.
So that was never one that really, like, captured me. It's interesting. But math is algebra at this point, or
I'm in eighth grade, but I'm doing 10th grade math.
Fantastic. Yeah. 10th grade math is
algebra two.
Nice. Pre-calculus and some of that stuff. Have you thought about life after high school yet?
Not really.
No. Sounds like you're gonna have a lot of choices to make. You sounded great. Thank you. And next up, we're going to hear from Ben Solomon. He goes to Pine Richland Middle School, another song I think you'll recognize. And then just as a little heads up, we're going to talk to you before you play, Samuel. So you could just we'll talk to you right at that microphone before you head up, just so you know. So here now is Ben Solomon. That was great. Come on over here to the purple microphone. And Samuel, stay right where you are because we're going to talk to you beforehand. And could you lift that up just a little bit? Just yank on it. There you go. I underestimated your height before you sat down there. I really loved how you kept up the tempo of that. That's can't be that well. Was it easy to do, or did you have to kind of learn to sustain that?
I practiced it a lot, so now it's pretty easy to keep it at a steady pace.
Yeah, I would think when I've played a little guitar, but not enough. You are all far more proficient than I am. And if I were playing that, when I got to the trickier parts, I would, like, slow down to, like, half the tempo, and then I would speed up again and slow down and speed up and slow down. And it's probably hard to stay on pace like that, I think. Maybe you figure it out after a while. Do you want to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anyone?
Well, I want to say hello to my parents who are in New York right now.
Excellent. Well, hopefully, as a matter of fact, some messages just came in, and here, mom and dad listening from New York City that just came in this second. We know how hard you work to play so well, and we are so, that's the way they wrote it, proud of you, love you. And also, Manav, you got a note from your mom saying, excellent work, proud of you, mom. And Elise, good morning to you. We know you're listening, and Zach is going to be on soon. Elise is looking forward to hearing Zach, who's going to be with us in our next segment. Have you been having a good school year so far, Ben? Anything new? I'm just always curious since it's kind of the end of the first semester or getting close to the end.
Well, I've had a good school year so far. Nothing's really that new this year compared to last year.
And you're in eighth grade?
I'm in seventh.
Seventh, okay. So, and that's at Pine Richland Middle. Well, you sounded great. Thanks. You for playing. And Samuel, you're our last player, so I wanted to chat with you beforehand just for a moment. And we do want to thank Center for Young Musicians and Mark Marston for being with us. Mark, I don't know if you had anything you wanted to say. The kids speak volumes and play volumes. Samuel, you're 14 and at Providence Heights Alpha. Correct. And can you, is there anybody that you would like to acknowledge at all?
Well, my mom and my brother and my neighbors are out decorating gingerbread houses in my neighborhood. Nice. And my grandmother, my aunt, I know they're listening, and anybody else, friends and family.
What neighborhood do you live in?
It's called Lake McLeod. It's in Pine Richland.
Cool. So there's a gingerbread house tradition on your street with people?
Yeah.
Very cool. Are they like made out of real gingerbread? I've seen them that way. Probably. Yeah. Are they outside or inside?
Excuse me?
The gingerbread houses.
Inside.
Oh, cool. That's got to be a lot of fun. And what about, are you taking lessons from anybody else, or are you primarily at the Center for Young Musicians?
It's CYM.
Well, great. Well, we're glad to have you play, and I'll let you get set up while I thank everybody from the Center for Young Musicians for being here today, as well as their supportive families. Let me check. I am up to date on emails and texts. If you'd like to send a text, 412-200-5975. And Mark, I just want to compliment you on all the great guitarists. How can people learn more about Center for Young Musicians?
They can go to our website, www.youngmusicians.org.
That's easy, youngmusicians.org. Thanks to everybody who played this morning. And Samuel's going to close us out with another song I think you'll recognize, a well-known Carol for Christmas. Thank you. Well done, Samuel, and to all of our players. I look forward to having you join us again. Get better every minute and every time you're here. Thanks to the Center for Young Musicians.